So, before we start with the Brahmapatha, I would like just a recap, a quick recap of what we have done so far. Just a minute. So far we have learned, so far we have come across the terms of very simple spoken Sanskrit language, starting from mama nama, until we finished the numbers, then we finished kriyapadani, then we finished shashti vibhakti. Last week we were able to get So last week, we discussed the Abhyasa for Dvitiya Vibhakti as well, and we also discussed the Bahuvachana, Bahuvachana Rupani and Prayoga. So as there's a lot of disturbance, I had to keep you guys on the lecture mode. So let's begin the session. Okay, so this was the last week's assignment that I have given, which you are able to see on the screen. I received a couple of responses from our participants, and then that is really wonderful. But then there were a few corrections that were required in their translations, which were incorrect. So incorrect, I would not say, probably the usage was not in the right way. So we will be looking at these examples first, and then we will go to the Subhashita text. Alright, so Uday Mahoday, audio seems very low compared to normal. Oh, is it? Just a minute. Is it any better right now? Is my audio better than what it was last time? Alright, great. Okay, so let me, just a minute please, let me turn off the, okay, now it should be pretty clear, because I have turned off the other disturbances which were around me. Alright, so yeah. So, who would like to, initiate and have this done? Okay, so before we started this, these examples were more on the usage of words by name Katha and Dvitiya Vibhakti both. Okay, I have given a combination of the sentences with these two prayogas, and that's what I want participants to, give the translation of these sentences. Okay, I'll translate the first two or the first three, and then, from our group, the participants can come and translate these sentences. Okay, Deepa Bhagini, you want to try? All right. So let me unmute you. Okay. Yeah, Deepa Bhagini, you can unmute yourself.
I have unmuted the Mahoday.
Yes.
Shall I start?
Yes, please.
When would you like to come to my house? Bhavati mama grahe kada agachati? Is this correct?
When would you come to my house? Bhavati mama gruham kada agachati? Mama gruham. Dvitiya vibhakti.
Agraham kada agachati.
Kada agachati, yes. Dvitiya vibhakti and the combination of kada. Kada here, which is when.
Yes. When is your Sanskrit class? Bhavatah Sanskrita patam kada bhavati?
Kada bhavati or kada asti, both are correct. Yes. Next one, Bhagini.
When does he read? Saha kada pathati.
Saha kada pathati, uttamam. Okay. Go with the next two.
Okay. When do I wash my clothes? I don't know. Aham na janami. Mama vastrani kada shalayami iti.
Uttamam. Okay, that is one way of writing it, which is absolutely correct, no doubt in it. However, I would do it in another way. Okay, aham mama. This is just another, you know, just another way of writing. There's nothing right wrong here. What you have told is right. This is probably, if I would have been in your place, I would have written it in this way. Okay, when do I wash my clothes? I don't know. Aham mama vastrani kadha prakshalayami. Because the verb in the end, okay, the verb in the end, aham mama vastrani kada prakshalayami, aham na janami. I would have used it in this way. Both are correct, okay? I'm not saying that you are wrong. I would use it in this way.
Alright, okay. Aham mama vastrani, aham mama vastrani kada prakshalayami.
Prakshalayami.
Aham na janami.
Uttamam.
Okay. When shall we eat lunch? Vayam kada bhojanam kurmaha.
Kurmaha. Great, great, great. Okay. Uttamam bhagini. Yes. Dhanyavada bhagini. We'll have another participant now. Anybody else want to try?
Dhanyavada. So, can't we use kadamaha here for eat?
Yeah, we can use. Vayam kada bhojanam khadamaha. Is it correct?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Dhanyavad. Okay. Who wants to try the next five sentences? Okay.
I can try.
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah. Shall I read a story now? Aham idanim katha patami va.
Aham idanim katham. No, katham. Katham. Dvitiya vibhakti prayog. Katham patami va.
Okay. Okay. Mother prepares sweet on my birthday. Amba mama janma dine maduram pakam karoti.
Madura pakam karoti. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Please take a bag. Kripaya syutam nayatu.
Uttamam. Uttamam.
Next one. I am writing a story. Aham katam likhami.
Good. Great. Next one.
Okay. I don't give my pen. Aham mama lekanim na dadami.
Uttamam. Absolutely correct. Aham mama lekanim na dadami. Right. Great. Dhanyavad. Who wants to try the last five sentences?
Uday Mahodaya, can you please repeat number 7? Mother prepares sweets on my birthday.
Mother prepares sweet on my birthday. Okay. Mata or Amba. Mama Janma Dine. Madhuram Pakam Karoti. Or Madhuram Karoti.
Mahodaya?
Mata
mama janma divase madhuram pachati. Is this correct too? Or?
I am not using the terms which are very complicated by here, Bhagini. Reason being, you know, it would actually, you know, let us go with the most simplest terms, okay? We try and have it, the conversation is as simple as possible, okay? Probably, you know, some people are in the participants, they might not understand the word pachati, okay? Which is the reason why, you know, I did not use that, okay? We could use that, I'm not denying it, okay? But however, let us go with the most simplest words, okay? Mama mata, mama janma dine, madhuram pakam karoti. Okay, pakam means basically cooking. Okay, pakam pakaha karoti. Pakam means cooking. Okay, she prepares sweet for me.
Okay, dhanyavad.
Is that understood, Bhagini? Gauri Bhagini, I guess you had an issue with this. Is that understood?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Dhanyavad.
I can try the next three.
Please go ahead.
So please don't drive that vehicle. Saha yanakaha na chalyantu. Chalayatu.
Chalayatu, yes. I mean, you are requesting them, no? I mean, this is Agnya or Prarthana. Please, no? Na chalayatu. You are requesting them not to drive that vehicle. So, Krupaya, sat vahanam na chalayatu.
Okay. Krupaya. The next one is, tailor didn't stitch my new shirt. Mama mm-hmm. nava yutakam suchika mm-hmm. na sivyati.
Sivayati, okay.
Sivayati.
Mama nutana yutakam. Nutana means new.
Nutana.
Nutana yutakam. Suchika or suchikaha na sivayati. Absolutely right.
Then the number 13 is, in, I'm not sure about this one, but in this lockdown period, I don't mm-hmm. go to the mm-hmm. saloon for a haircut. I will do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Dig bandhane, kesha kartane aham, kesha pristigruha na gachami.
Na gachami, okay.
Mm-hmm. Na gachami. Aham mama keshah. केशः कर्तनं स्वयं करोमि.
स्वयं करोमि. अस्तु. ओके. केन ऐ सिम्प्लिफै इट् लिटल्? इस् इट् ओके इफ् ऐ
सिम्प्लिफै?
वेरि ओके. इन् दिस् लाक्डौन् पीरियड् अस्मिन् दिग्बन्धनकाले अहं जस्ट् मिनिट् अहं What is that? I just missed that word. Okay, just one second. Shundam. Okay, the saloon is called Shundam, right? Shundam. Okay. Asmin etad digbandhana kale aham shundam Na, shundam is a saloon. Saloon, no, I will not go to a saloon. Okay. Aham shundam na gachami. Aham swayameva karomi. Shundam is basically a term for saloon, which I know before I giving this example to you, I myself inquired about it. So that's how I know it. Okay. Shundam is another word for saloon. Right? So no, asmin digbandhana kale. Aham shundam na gachami. अहं स्वयमेव करोमि अहं स्वयं करोमि
सो देर् इस् अ थिङ्ग् काल्ड् फार् हेर् कट् सो वाट् विभक्ति ऐ मीन् बिकास् वि हेव् टु यूस् दट् एस् वेल् रैट् फार् हेर् कट् सो इस् दट्
देन् वी केन् यूस् दट् केशानां कर्तयितुं शुण्डं न गच्छामि
सो what vibhakti is that for haircut is it
you know for haircut the vibhakti could be you know kesham no for like it again example that given was for vidya vibhakti itself
okay
hello
and swayam eva yes, is it yes. or swayam e
Swayam Eva.
What does that mean? Swayam Eva means?
Swayam Eva means I'll do it by myself. I myself. Swayam means I. Okay, Eva, yeah. No, myself.
Okay.
Mahode?
Yes, Bhagin.
Can you just repeat the whole thing again?
Repeat the whole, you want to repeat the whole sentence?
Yes, please. Yes,
please. Astu.
Haircut.
Astu. Etat digbandhana samaye, aham shundam na gachami. Okay, I haven't included my the haircut part here. Okay, I'll include that. Etat digbandhana samaye, aham kesha kartayetum shundam na gachami. अहं स्वयमेव करोमि रैट् अस्मिन् दिग्बन्धनकाले अहं केशकर्तनं शुण्डं न गच्छामि अहं स्वयमेव करोमि
धन्यवादः So, Mahode, when I was looking up the word for saloon, it said, the spoken Sanskritam dictionary said, Shunda. So I was not sure of the vibhakti to be used, because it's a feminine gender, it showed.
That's why we have mentioned here as Shundam.
Shundam, is it? It's not Shundayam, because I wrote Shundayam.
No,
I'm not sure. Okay.
It is Shundam.
Shundam.
Okay. Shundam.
Thank you.
I have one more question. So in this lockdown, can we say eta digbandhane kale or samaye? I mean, the digbandhan or digbandhanam, we have to say that.
No, you can say, you know, because I have given the word period there. It is better we use kale or
kale.
Samaye.
But it is digbandhan. So even for digbandhanam, we should use the saptami vibhakti, or is it we should not use for that?
No, it is not needed, Bhagini. It is not needed. In this, the main focus was on the saloon, okay, the saloon and the haircut. Digbandhanam, I have given it so that, you know, you get to know what is lockdown called in Sanskrit. However, okay, the main focus was on the saloon and the haircut in this example.
Okay.
Astu?
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. Gauri Bhagini, can you go ahead with the next two examples?
Yes, I can. My father brings vegetables. Mama pita shakaha anyati.
Anayati.
Anayati. Anayati. And then number 15, again, I'm not sure at all about, but I will read it anyway. Corona leaves the world on 15-8-2020. So okay. I wrote, Corona ashta masasya panchadasha divasa, and then 2020 varshe pratishthati.
Okay,
I don't know how to say 2020 in. Do I just say Vimshati, Vimshati, or?
Vimshati, Vimshati is correct. Okay. We don't have to translate the numbers. Okay. If to make it simple, we can do like this. Okay. Panchadasha dinanke. Okay. August maase. Asmin samvatsare. Okay. This is like, you know, 2020. Let us put it Asmin samvatsare. Okay. Asmin samvatsare. Corona Vishwam Tejati leaves.
Vishwam
Tejati leaves. No, Tejati, Tejanam. Teja. Tyaga.
Tejati.
Tyaga. No, Tyaga means leave.
Okay.
Okay. So, no, to keep it, this was just to trick you guys on the number part. But I understood this was just a tricky thing from my side, just to make it very relevant with the current context. That's how it is.
Can you repeat it one more time slowly? Corona.
Corona.
You say August maase.
August maase. Panchadasha dinanke. Asmin samvat. Panchadasha dinanke. August maase. Asmin samvatsare. Corona. Vishwam tejati.
Okay.
Am I correct?
Yes.
Dhanyavada. All right. So I have one message on the chat. Just a minute. Mahodaya, what is the word for take in sentence 8? Renugopal Mahodaya, sentence 8. Please take a back. Nayatu. Syutaha nayatu. Krupaya syutam nayatu. Syutam nayatu. Nayatu is the word to take. Astuva? All right. So
can we also say Swikaratu? Can we say Swikaratu?
Swikaratu also. Yes, we can. It depends on the context, Bhagini. Okay. If you're offering water to somebody, we say Mahodaya Jalam Swikaratu. Right. I mean, please take water.
Okay.
And it depends on the context, you know. Whenever you're offering something to eat or drink, Bhagini, etat swikarotu.
Okay. Dhanyavada. Right?
Dhanyavada. All right. So let's start with this vastam. I don't. Dhanyavada, Gauri Bhagini. Dhanyavada, Harini Bhagini. And Dhanyavada, Deepa Bhagini, for helping us out with the Guha Patha. let us start ahead. Let us go ahead with the Subhashitam, and then we will look into the very quickly. Kutrasti. Ekakshanam tishtatu sarve. Astu. Yeah, I hope my screen is to be seen clearly. Okay. Today, Subhashitam, I have again picked up two Subhashitams from the list of PPTs that we have, we as the faculty members that we have. Okay, I'll discuss these very, very quickly so that we get into the session today. Okay, so yeah, Subhashitam, Pustakasya Katha, Pustakas, just a minute please. पुस्तकस्थ तुया विद्या परहस्तं गतं धनं कार्यकाले समुत्पन्ने नासा विद्या न तद् धनं पुस्तकस्थ तुया विद्या ओके पुस्तकस्थ तुया विद्या मीन्स यू नो द नॉलेज that we derive the wisdom, basically here vidya could be the wisdom, okay, the wisdom or the knowledge that we get from a book, pustakastha, pustakam tha kastha, no, it is you get from the book, okay. Tu is just a just a way of writing this, okay. Ya vidya, which knowledge, ya vidya, no, that wisdom which is available or which is there in your books or which you get out of the books. And parahastam gatam dhanam, parahastam somebody else's, somebody parahastam, somebody else's hand, para somebody else, hastam hand, gatam which is already gone, dhanam means money, parahasta gatam dhanam, okay. See, what happens generally, you know, money, you have control over money only when it is with you, okay. The minute money goes out of your control, okay, the money you give it to somebody, either in any form, be it in the form of a loan or to that matter any form, you do not have control over it. I mean, you know, of course you would get it back, you would not get it back, that's a different story, okay. But that is no longer your money. I mean, you have given it to somebody, that is no longer yours, okay. Okay, the poet here is comparing, you know, something which is a knowledge which is relevant in books or which we derive from the books, and money which is gone from your hands to somebody else's hand, okay, which is gone from your hands to somebody else's hands, okay. Karyakale here, you know, to go with the context, karyakale at times of your necessity or your work, okay, when you need or when I need, okay. Samutpanne here, okay, samutpanne is occurred, okay, when it is your samutpanne is, you know, things that are occurring at during your work or during your time, okay. If you do not recollect that knowledge or if you do not recollect that vidya that you have learned, okay, and na tat dhanam, okay, tat dhanam api bhavatah tasmin samaye upayogam kartum na shaknuvanti, okay. I'll simplify this really easily, okay. The knowledge which is available in the books, okay, okay. Parahastam gatam dhanam, okay, the money which is gone from your hands to somebody else's hands is of no use, okay, is of no use for you when you actually need it, okay. Let me give you an example for this Subhashitam, okay. We have all been practicing spoken Sanskrit in the past 7-8 weeks now, okay. We have been, every Sunday we meet, we discuss these concepts, okay. However, if you do not practice these, and if these entire documents are available only in your laptop or on your phone, if we do not have the ability to speak out or to give these examples whenever somebody is asking you, then what is the point of us conducting the sessions? Right? I mean, that's what I have been telling every time, that, you know, I take a session for 1.5 hours. It is up to us. I mean, not just you all. It is for me also to practice it more, so that we nurture this and take it forward. Right? That's what they're trying to say. When you actually need it, if you don't remember how to use it, what is the point of you know, you having so many, you know, degrees, you conducting these sessions? There's no point. In the same way, you know, once money is gone from your hands, okay, it is, you might get it, okay, but at the moment it is no longer yours. The money belongs to somebody else's. You must have given it like a loan, but it belongs to somebody else now. It is no more yours. But the chances of you getting back are good, maybe. We will get back the money which you have given. However, there are very meager chances. You do not know what happens. Okay, you have given the money, that person might not return you back. He must have done something with it, something, and he's not in a position to return his money. We never know. Right? That's what the dichotomy here is, the comparison between between the knowledge that you have and the implement, if you do not implement, and the money which is actually gone from your hands, and which cannot be used in your current scenario, and whenever you are in need. No, it doesn't satisfy the purpose. Okay, let me read this Subhashitam once again, and then any of the Bhagini or Mahodaya can read this Subhashitam for me. Okay. पुस्तकस्था तु या विद्या परहस्तगतं धनं कार्यकाले समुत्पन्ने न सा विद्या न तद् धनं कार्यकाले at the time of your work or your necessity, okay, which has occurred, okay, कार्यकाले times of during your work, उत्पन्ने समुत्पन्ने में something which has occurred, which has come out of the blue, okay, something when you need it directly, something which you need immediately, okay, if you're not able to implement that knowledge of yours, and if you do not have that money which you have given to somebody else, there's no point in it, right? There's no point. Once the money is gone from your hand to somebody else, it is gone. You do not have control over it. That's what the poet is trying to say. Okay, pustakastha tu ya vidya parahastagatam dhanam karyakale samutpanne na sa vidya na tad dhanam. Astha, is this clear? Any questions for me on this? Sir, you can go to the next one. All right. So, if anybody wants to read, they can read. Anybody read this? Yeah. Subhashitam?
I can read. Aham patami mahodaya.
Yes, mahodaya.
Murli.
Murli mahodaya, patatu mahodaya.
Aham. Pustakastha tu ya vidya parahastagatam dhanam karyakale samutpan na sa vidya na tad dhanam.
Na tad dhanam. Uttam. Dhanyavada mahodaya. Dhanyavada. So let's go with the next one. Alright. This is Subhashitam Yesham Na Vidya Na Tappo Na Jnana. Oh, that's right. Okay. This is again a very interesting one. Okay. This is actually relevant. This is in pertaining to people who are probably, very lazy and who do not wish to, put an effort to, to progress. This is for them. Okay. So, Yesham, whoever, Yesham, Na Vidya, न तपो न दानं ज्ञानं न शीलं न गुणो न धर्मः येषां न विद्या न तपो न दानं ज्ञानं न शीलं न गुणो न धर्मः ते मत्स्यलोके भुविभारभूताः भुविभारभूताः मनुष्यरूपेण मृगाश्चरन्ति. मनुष्यरूपेण मृगाश्चरन्ति. ओके ओके सो आई एक्सप्लेन यू द वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ऑफ इट. ओके येषां न विद्या. ओके हूएवर न विद्या, हू डजंट हैव द नॉलेज और द विजडम. Knowledge basically, okay. Na tapo, tapo here means the perseverance to, you know, to achieve something, okay. Na danam, jnanam. Jnanam is wisdom, okay. Danam is the sense of generosity, okay. The giving nature, okay. Na shilam, no character. Na gunam, gunaha is, you know, qualities here, okay, gunaha. Na dharmaha, righteousness. Dharma means, you know, being right. Following the path of righteousness. Okay. Te matsya loke. Matsya loke here means the mortal world, in the world where we are living. They here means they. Matsya loke is the mortal world. Bhuvi bhara bhuta. Okay. Bhuvi is the earth. Bharaha is the, you know, burden, the weight. Weight, you know, bharaha is the weight. Bhutaha is, you know, people, okay. They're just like they are a burden on this earth, okay. Manushya rupena, no, they are in form of human beings, mrugascharanti, okay. They behave like animals in disguise of human beings, okay. The people with the above character, who do not have the above qualities, they are like a burden on this earth, okay, who roam around or who wander around, in disguise of human beings, just like animals. Mrugascharanti, that's what this vachana means, right? So I'm going to read this once again. Any questions, please point me out, then we'll start our session, okay. Whoever, na vidya, na tapo, na danam, jnanam, na shilam, na guno, na dharmaha, te matya loke, bhuvibhara bhutaha, manushya rupena mrugascharanti. Astva? Yes. Who wants to read this? Is this Subhashitam understood first of all? Any questions for me?
I can read it.
Okay. Anybody? You go ahead.
Yes.
Okay.
I can read it.
Yeah, thank you. Yesam na vidya na tapo na danam jnanam na silam na guno na dharma te matya loke bhuvibhara bhutaha manushya rupena mrugascharanti.
Mrugascharanti. Mahodaya, you understood the Subhashitam, right?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Dhanyavada. Yeah. Chandni Bhagini, even you wanted to read? Chandni Bhagini?
Yes.
You wanted to read this one?
Yesham Navidya. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm reading.
Yes.
Yesham Navidya na tapo na danam. Jnanam na shilam na guno na dharma. लोके भुवि भारत भूताः मनुष्य रूपेण मृगाश्चरन्ति.
इट् इस् भुवि भार, नाट् भुवि भारत, इट् इस् भुवि भारत भूताः, राइट्? धन्यवादः भगिनि. या सो विल् स्टार्ट् फर् टुडे सेशन्.
धन्यवादः.
Dhanyavada Bhagini. So kindly mute yourself. These are again a series of, you know, direction words that, you know, that we come across in our daily conversations. Okay. So this is the usage of the, you know, direction, probably, you know, the how you be direct or you know, something that is, you know, that we use in the regular context of our conversations. Okay. This is until here, this was the Dvitiya Vibhakti that we have finished until the last class. Okay. Now we will be doing with this exercise 8 and page number 31. If you do not have access to my screen, you can open the the Abhyasa Pustakam and then page 31. Right. So yeah, here it is. This is a conversation. This is not a conversation. If you look at this picture here, okay, this picture. There is a man, with a cart in front of it, trying to sell something, and there is a boy who is, standing in front of the cart, and then behind that man, there is a dog there, there is a tree there, there is a temple there. If you have to direct somebody, okay, if you are standing there, okay. Somebody is looking for you. You are supposed to, guide that man to tell you where you are exactly. Okay. How do you do it? Okay. Generally in English, if you say, there's a guy standing in front of me, there's a cart here, there's a temple here, there's a tree here, there's a dog here. Now we are on my left, there is a road, on my left, there is so-and-so store, on my right, there is this traffic signal and all. This is how we do in English, right? In the same way, these usages in Sanskrit also are relevant, and this is how there are few peculiar terms associated with these directions that we are supposed to know. That's what we are looking at right now. Okay, so in this exercise, we will be looking at these terms: purataha, vamataha, upari. Purataha means in front of you. Okay, I am giving these terms to you first, and then I will go with the exercise so that you understand it in a better way. Okay, purataha, in front of you. Okay, mama purataha laptop asti idanim. Okay, vamataha towards your right. Vamataha towards your right. Okay. Mama vamataha atra water bottle asti. Okay.
Vamataha is right. Vamataha is left. Dakshinataha is right.
Vamataha is right. Dakshinataha is left.
I think vamataha is left. Dakshinataha is right.
Is it? No. Vamataha is right now there. Dakshinam is not right. Dakshinam is not.
I think it should be vamataha should be left. Like I can look it up.
Is it? Just a minute. Vamataha is left. Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, go ahead, no problem. Oh, vamataha is left. Dakshinam. Okay, fine, yeah. I got a little bit confused. Okay. So sorry about that. Yeah. Vamataha is left. Vamataha is left. Yeah. Vamataha left. Pustakam asti. I'm sorry, Mahodaya, you are right.
No problem. Thank you
for correcting me. Okay. Vamataha is left. Upari, upari is over your head or on top. Prushtataha, backside. Backside, prushtataha, backside. Dakshinataha, the right. Okay. Dakshinataha, right. And then adaha, below, down. Okay. Purataha, something which is in front of you. Vamataha, towards your left. Upari, on top of you. Prushtataha, backside. Dakshinataha towards your right, and adaha below. Okay, yeah. Thank you for correcting me, Mahodaya. I am so sorry about that. Right. So yeah. So let us start with the exercise. Here in this exercise, we have a man having a cart here, whose name is Keshavaha. Saha Keshavaha, okay, the man who is standing near the cart, okay, not the boy, the man who is standing near the cart is Keshavaha, okay. Keshavasya Purataha Shakataha Asti, okay. Keshavasya Purataha Shakataha Asti, okay, there is a cart in front of Keshavaha, okay, there is a cart in front of Keshavaha. Okay, tasya prushtataha. Prushtataha here means backside. Tasya prushtataha Vasati Mandiram Asti. Vasati Mandiram here could be the guest house or a motel kind of a thing. Okay. Vasati Mandiram, a guest house. Okay. Tasya Dakshinataha. Okay. Tasya Dakshinataha. Tasya Dakshinataha Mandiram Asti. Okay. Tasya Dakshinataha Mandiram Asti. Towards his right, there is a temple. Tasya Vamataha, towards his left, Vrikshaha Asti. Tasya Vamataha, Vrikshaha Asti. Devalayasya Upari, on top of the temple, Kalashaha Asti. Kalashaha Asti. Okay. Shatakasya Adaha, below the cart, there's a dog. Shatakasya Adaha, Sunakaha Asti. Shakatasya adaha sunakaha asti. Right? So now based on these terms, you know, I would want you to give a couple of the participants to give, you know, using these examples, you should be able to tell what is there in front of you, what is there behind you, what is there to your right, what is there to your left, what is there on top of you, what is there, you know, below you. Something of this kind, which is there, which you are only able to see. Mama purataha idanim mama laptop asti. Mama purataha idanim laptop asti. Mama upari vyajanam asti. Okay. Mama upari vyajanam asti. Purushtataha, mama purushtataha wall asti. Right? So, something of this kind. Okay. Anybody wants to try these? Okay, just give whatever is there in front of you, whatever is there behind you. You know, use these terms and give me examples of whatever is there, you know, in front of you. Do give these to me.
Can I anybody? Try? Can I try?
Yes. Yes, Mahadev. Yes, yes.
Mama vamataha pushpadani.
Mm-hmm. Pushpadani asti uttamam.
Mama upari. Vidyuddeepe asti.
Vidyuddeepa asti. Uttamam. Okay. Prishtataha kim asti?
Oh, you want me to okay. Mama prishtataha vatayane.
Vatayanam asti. Uttam. Dhanyavada mahode. Dhanyavada. Anybody wants to try with the other examples?
Yeah, can I try mahode?
Yes, Bhagini.
Mama purataha dooradarshanam asti.
Uttam.
Mama prashtaha sukhasanantaha asti.
Prushtataha sukhasanam asti, sofa asti. Uttamam.
Mama vamataha pakashala asti.
Pakashala asti. Uttamam.
Mama dakshinataha UP asti. UP. Trophy is UP, right, Mahadai?
Which one, Bhagini?
Trophy.
UP. You depend on trophy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, trophy generally, probably you can say trophy itself, because probably even I am not much familiar with those terms. If it is a bottle or something, then you can say it is a koopi, you know, if it is a bottle.
Chala koopi asti. Chala koopi asti.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah, dhanyavada Bhagini. Yeah, who wants to try? Anybody, last participant, did you want to try?
I can try.
Yes, Bhagini.
Mama vamataha.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile duradhvani asti.
Duravani asti. Duravani asti.
Duravani. And mama adha padatranam asti.
Padatranam asti. Uttamam. Adha pradatranam asti.
Adha pranapan asti.
Mm-hmm.
Then mama dakshina दक्षिणातः कङ्कणम् अस्ति.
कङ्कणम् अस्ति वा? अस्तु. कङ्कणं मीन्स् बेङ्गल् रैट्?
यस् यस्.
अस्तु, उत्तमम् उत्तमम् उत्तमम्. यस्. Anything else?
No, no, that's it.
That's it. Okay, uttam. Dhanyavaad. Sorry, Mahodaya.
Mobile is Jangama Duravani, right?
Jangama Duravani. Jangama Duravani. But yeah, let's keep it simple, Duravani. No, you have a landline phone, it is Duravani. Duravani is it. No? Mobile phone is Jangama Duravani. Okay, in the same way, we have an exercise. Yes, so what we will be doing is, you know, the next exercise is also on the same lines. However, you'll have to tell that if looking at the picture on the right, you'll have to tell if these sentences that they have given on the left, are they correct or incorrect? Okay. The usage again remains the same, like upari, adaha, vamataha, dakshinataha, you know, all of these still remains the same. However, we will have to notify if these sentences are correct or not in reference to the sentences given on the right. Okay. Yes. So, does anybody who wants to try? No, you have to read the sentence first.
Just
write
below it.
I can try.
Yes, okay.
Should I try from the third one?
Try from the first one.
Okay. Grihasya puratah vrikshah asti. So, in front of the house, the tree is there. Yes, that is true.
Which is correct, okay.
Yeah. Grihasya vamatah udhyanam asti. Towards the left of the house, garden is there. I don't see a garden, so it's false.
Okay, okay.
Third one, balakah vrikshasya upari asti. The boy is on top of the tree.
Okay.
On top of the tree, there seems to be a monkey, not a boy. So this is false.
Yeah. At the moment, just keep it only false. Just tell it, no, correct or incorrect. We deal with the correct sentence in the next exercise. Okay. At the moment, okay. Just keep it as a true, if it's correct or incorrect.
Okay. Vrikshasya adhya vriddha asti.
Vrikshasya
adhya vriddha asti. Yeah, vriddha asti. Yes, true. The old man is below the tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Grihasya prishtatah margah asti. False. I cannot see what is there. Balakasya haste nari kela phalam asti. So this is false. I don't see the boy actually.
Okay.
I don't see the nari kela the coconut fruit in his hand.
Okay. Cool. No problem. Yeah. Dhanyavada. Yes. Now, who wants to tell me what is there exactly in the picture right now? Okay. What can you see in the picture exactly? Who wants to tell me those correct sentences now? Okay. Gruham asti. Gruhasya puratah. Vrikshaha asti. Okay.
I can try, Mahodaya.
Yes, Mahodaya, please try.
Grihasya prishtataha mountains asti. Mountains, I don't remember. Parvataha asti.
Ustavam.
Vanaraha vrikshasya upari asti.
Uttamam.
Don't
Next one, Mahodaya.
I am sure about the next one.
Okay. So what else could be the situation? Okay. Narikela phalam kutrasti, nalikela phalam vrikshasya upari asti. Right? Yeah. I mean, you have coconut on top of the tree. Okay. That boy, if you find him a boy, he doesn't have a coconut in his hand, but he has a stick, dandaha asti. Bhagini, you want to try?
No, what? What's the word for that? Kaw hen?
It should be, just a minute. Let us check the word here in the dictionary, okay? Because even I am not so sure. Yeah, so we'll have to check it. Okay.
Kukuta.
I mean, I was able to see, I mean, generally I refer to, whenever I I'll share this dictionary's link in my email, so you'll be able to access those words easily. Okay, it is kukuta.
Yeah. Dhanyavada Mahoday.
Dhanyavada. All right. So yes. Gruhasya purataha margaha asti. There's a road that is going in front of the house. Okay. Parvataha gruhasya prishtataha asti. Okay. Kukutaha padaha asti. Vrikshasya upari vanaraha asti. Vrikshasya adaha balakaha va manavaha va asti. You consider it, balakaha, balakasya haste dandaha asti, right? So these are few examples, okay? See, these are to make familiar with these terms of, adaha, upari, pushtataha, vamataha, purataha, to get used to these simple terms which we use in our day-to-day languages. That's what we are trying to understand with this exercise. Okay. I hope this is clear so far. Okay. Yeah. And then we have a very small exercise here again. Okay. The words that we have in the next exercise, so far, we have said purataha, upari, adaha, vamataha, dakshinataha, pushtataha. Along with these words, there are few other terms that we use in our daily conversations, like antaha, bahihi. Antaha, something which is inside. Bahihi, something which is outside. Antaha means inside. Bahihi, outside. Okay. If you look at the picture in exercise 8.2, okay. Balakaha kutra asti. Balakaha bahi asti. Gruhasya bahi asti balakaha. Balika kutra asti. Balika gruhasya antaha asti. She is inside the house. The girl is inside the house. The boy is outside the house. Okay. In the same way, marjalaha kutra asti. Where is the cat? Marjalaha antaha asti. Marjalaha kutra asti. Marjalaha antaha asti. Shunakaha kutra asti. Shunakaha bahihi asti. Marjalaha kutra asti. Marjalaha antaha asti. Shunakaha kutra asti. Shunakaha bahihi asti. Right? Anybody who wants to give me an example with antaha and bahihi? Any example that strikes your mind right away? Anybody? Okay.
Vrikshaha bahihi asti.
Okay.
The sofa, I know. Sofa antaha asti.
Sukhasanam antaha asti. Or asandaha antaha asti.
Okay. Dhanyavaadah.
Yes. Bhagini, you want to try?
Yeah.
Yes, Nayana Bhagini.
Amba
Go ahead, Chandni Magni, go ahead.
Amma antaha asti. Na pita bahihi asti.
Uttamam, uttamam. Yes, uttamam. Dhanyavaad. Naina Bhagini, you want to
try? आम् महोदय, मन्दिरस्य अन्तः मूर्ति अस्ति.
मूर्ति अस्ति, ओके.
गृहस्य बहिः कारयानम् अस्ति.
प्रातः मम शुनकः अन्तः निद्रां करोति, रात्रौ सः बहिः निद्रां करोति. सः सर्वदा निद्रामेव करोति. अस्तु, अस्तु, जस्ट् एक्साम्पल्. ओके, सो लेट्स् गो वित् द नेक्स्ट् एक्ससैज़. ओके, ऐ होप् दिस् वास् क्लियर्. ऐ होप् दिस् एक्ससैज़स् वित् दीस् टर्म्स् आफ़् उपरि अधः एण्ड् अन्तः बहिः आर् आल् क्लियर् सो फार्. ओके, देन् वि विल् गो हेड् दि नेक्स्ट् एक्ससैज़स्. ओके, and the in the next one, in the next example, you know, we will have to we will have to understand the these are examples of panchami vibhakti. Okay, shashti vibhakti we have done, dvitiya vibhakti we have done. Okay, now these are examples of panchami vibhakti. And what does panchami vibhakti here? Panchami vibhakti here would be viyoge, viyoge, you know, viyoge panchami. Okay, you, there is a relationship. Okay, it starts from here and it itaha. Okay, here to there. Okay, itaha tataha. Okay, atra tatra, like how we have the examples of atra tatra. Okay, in terms of whenever it is, whenever you are supposed to use the panchami vibhakti, it starts with itaha and tataha, kutaha. Okay, kutaha, kutaha from where, from where. Kutaha means from where. We know, we all know this word, right? Kutra, kutra means where. Okay, kutaha means from where, from where. Bhavan kutaha agachhan asti? Aham karyalayatah agachhami. Okay, from where are you coming? I am coming from my office. Okay, in the same way we have this example which is given here. Okay, where the boy and the father are at a bus stop, basically at a bus stop where, you know, they see a lot of buses. Okay, where they see public transport. Okay, and the son is asking his father, where are all of these buses coming from? Okay, he is asking a bus, you know, where is this bus coming from? Okay, so here you'll have to understand from where. Okay, from where, from here, from there. Okay, these are the references for panchami vibhakti. These are the examples for panchami vibhakti which we will come across in our sentences now. Okay, which will come across in our sentences now. Okay, alright. So the boy is asking his father. Okay, etat lokayanam kutaha agatam, from where did this bus come? Okay, where did this bus come from? एतत् लोकयानं, दिस् बस्, लोकयानं, बस् कुतः आगतं, फ्रम् वेर्, फ्रम् वेर् डिड् इट् कम्? ओके, हिस् फादर् इस् रेस्पाण्डिङ्ग्, नो, मैसूर्तः आगतम्, इट् इस् कमिङ्ग् फ्रम् मैसूर्, इट् इस् कमिङ्ग् फ्रम् मैसूर्. ओके, पुत्रः, इतः कुत्र गच्छति? इतः हियर् इस् फ्रम् हियर्. ओके, फ्रम् हियर्, इतः, फ्रम् हियर्. Where is the bus going? Itaha kutra gachati? Pita, the father, this father is responding, itaha Mysore gachati. Okay, it goes to Mysore from here. Itaha Mysore gachati. Okay, putraha, putraha, tataha kada agamishati? Okay, Tataha means from there, when would it return? Agamishyati, agachati. Agachati is another term would be agamishyati, a future tense of agachati. Okay. Tataha, from there, when would it come? Pita. Tataha shvaha agamishyati. From there, it would come tomorrow. It would come tomorrow from there. Tataha shvaha agamishyati. Putraha. Ete janaha kim kurvanti. The son is asking his father, what are these people doing here? Okay. The father is responding, ete itas tataha sancharanti. Itas tataha here and there. Okay. Itaha here. Tataha, there. Okay, we all say, right, no? Why roaming from here and there? Why growing here and there? Why can't you not just stay at a place, right? Ete itas tataha sancharanti. People are going from here to there. Ete itas tataha sancharanti, right? So, these are the examples of Panchami Vibhakti, where you associated mostly with, you know, the again, from, okay, from where are you coming, from where, when would it come, itaha, from here, or tataha, from there, okay, itas tataha, here and there. These are examples of Panchami Vibhakti, all right? So here it is.
Mother.
These are, mother. Yes, mother.
So, what is sansa?
Sancharati means, you know, roaming. Sancharati. They go here and there, roam.
Okay.
Right? Astu. So, itaha from here. Itaha from here. Tataha from there. Itaha from here. Tataha from there. Kutaha, from where, when you are asking a question to somebody, instead of kutra, we say kutaha, bhavan kutaha agachan asti. Okay? Tataha is taha, itaha, okay? Taha, till there. Itaha, from here. Tataha, from there. Kutaha, from where. Okay? Itas tataha, here and there. Here and there. Okay, see, kindly, you know, have a look at these, the ones which are given in the red box here, okay. We use atra, right, atra, tatra, kutra, okay. Here, in terms of Panchami Vibhakti, atra doesn't become atrataha, atra becomes itaha, okay. Atrataha, it is not atra. Atra in Panchami becomes itaha, from here. Tataha, from there. Kutrataha is incorrect. Okay. Kutra, we ask kutra, right? Where? Okay. Kutra in Panchami Vibhakti, when you're using it, it becomes kutaha. It becomes kutaha. Okay. Uparitaha from top. Okay. But that is again incorrect. Okay. It is uparishthat. Okay, it is coming from the top. Okay, the lift is on the top. The lift is coming from the top. You know, we use this in our, we use this generally, you know, when you have the lift which is approaching you, you know, we say the lift is on the top. No, it's approaching downstairs. Right? It's approaching downwards. That's what we say. Uparishthat adha agachami. Uparishthat, I am coming downstairs from the top. Right? Uparishthat. Right? So I hope these are very clear. Okay. In the next exercise.
One question.
Yeah.
So in the previous, before the red box, right? There is taha.
Mm-hmm.
There is taha. Yes. What is taha? Is it the ending thing that you're adding? That's why you talked about the red box.
Generally, you know, the taha here, okay, itaha, that's what taha means. Generally, the vibhakti, okay, for Panchami Vibhakti, okay, the usage would mostly end with taha, okay, it is associated with a place, okay, wherein you use it with a taha others, okay, that's what it means. Itaha, tataha, okay, atra here becomes itaha, tatra here, tatra becomes tataha. right?
So if I have to say from Rama's palace, how do I say that?
Mm-hmm.
I am coming from Rama's palace.
Bhavan, the question would be Bhavan kutaha agachanasti, right?
Okay.
Okay. Then we'll respond to it as, you know, Rama's palace, right? Okay. Palace, what do we call palace in Sanskrit? Okay.
Bhavan.
Probably.
Mahal.
Bhavan.
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 Right?
Yeah. Bhavan. 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 Right? Mahal or Bhavan, yeah. Right? Let's just check this. What do you call Sanskrit? I don't know. I just have just a minute.
Or even temple is fine. Rama's temple.
Okay. Mandirataha. Mandirataha. Bhavan kutaha agachanasti. When we ask somebody, we respond to them as Mandirataha. Right? I'm coming from temple.
Mandirataha. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
And
so palace. Yes. Yeah.
One moment. Mandirataha, is it correct? Because like Mandira, it's like Akaranta Sabda, and the Panchami Vibhakti of Akaranta should look like, I think, like Deva becomes Devat, Mandira would become Mandirat.
So Mandirat?
I think so.
No, it is generally when my conversation, when I talk to somebody on the phone in Sanskrit, I tell them, you know, I've just come, Mandirataha Agatavan. Idanimeva Mandirataha Agatavan. I just came from the temple, that's what I say. If you want me to check again, I would certainly check that, you know, if that's the case. But generally,
yeah,
I remember it as
this. It is Pratham Vibhakti, Pancham Vibhakti, Ekavachana. I don't think it should be like, if it is Akaranta, it should be Devat, Narat, whatever, like Mandirat. It should be like, if there is, you are saying Mandirataha, then there should be a specific way, because you are telling that not Pancham Vibhakti. I don't know.
Okay. Let me check on that one then. Probably, you know, I must have, be used in a very casual way with generally with people whom I speak in on my calls. Okay. See, you know, that is how I remember having conversations with. But I like you said, okay, I will check on this one, and then, you know, I'll probably send an email to you, Suvendu Mahoday. Is that okay? Or I'll discuss it in our next class.
Okay.
Yes, please send it in our group, because in the Panchami Vibhakti it does say Phalat, Phalabhyam and Phalebhyaha. So,
That's correct.
So like Phalam,
yes,
Phalat, Phalabhyam, Phalebhyaha.
All right. No problem. I will. What I'll do is let me make a note of this. Probably I'll address this in my email, which I'm going to send in the recording. Probably tomorrow or day after, whenever I send it across, I will send you a detailed explanation of that one pertaining in the email. Okay, I'll check on that one. I'll send an explanation to you. We'll discuss in detail about the examples too in the coming classes. If that's fine with you all.
Previous example,
yes.
Say the bus has come from Mysore, so it's from Mysore Taha. There is a single bus coming from Mysore Taha.
So,
Taha is actually okay also.
I mean, that's what I said. I mean, generally, you know, I think it's in that way. Okay. In my conversations, I will Suvendu Mahoday has said, okay, I will check on this one, and you know, I will send you a detailed explanation of this in my, I'll refer to my other book, okay, and then I will check on this and send a detailed explanation about the Panchami Vibhakti in my email, so that, you know, you guys can refer to it, and then we'll discuss it more examples in our next class. Along with that, I will send examples for Panchami Vibhakti in my this week's assignment. Okay?
Mother, can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
I think like Mysuruta is correct, because it's like Mysuru is like Guru Sabda Ukaranta. So Panchami Vibhakti Taha, like Mysuruta is correct. No, but the other way, like if it is akaranta, it should become different. And itastata, I think itaha, it is sandhi of itaha and tataha. So it becomes itastataha. So from there and from here, sansaranti, maybe they travel between these two stations. That's, I'm interpreting, I'm not sure.
The context, yeah, the context could be there. I mean, the context, what you said, sancharanti, generally sancharanti means, you know, roaming. Sancharanti's general meaning is roaming, okay? In this context, you can make it, you know, either which ways. The understanding of the, you know, context can be anything, right? I mean, sancharanti's, okay, aranye mrugaha sancharanti, okay? That means that, you know, in forest, you have these wild animals who are roaming. Okay. In the same way, in this particular context, you can have the understanding that, you know, people travel from here to there. You know, based on this example.
Yeah, both ways. We can like people travel from there and travel from here as well. So that's why they say itaha plus tataha. So they travel from there and they travel from here as well.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. No, the context of the word and the context, you can take it right from the photo or from the picture that you see on screen. However, sancharanti's general meaning is, you know, roaming. Atanam. Right. Okay. Well. Astu. I understand there is a slight confusion on this Panchami Vibhakti, which I have made a note in my notes. I will probably share the explanation in my email, which is going to be sent tomorrow. Right? So yeah, the next exercise. Okay. See, the next exercise is actually a full cycle. Okay, a full cycle wherein you know a person is traveling from Bangalore to various places on his transit, and he is returning to Bangalore again. Okay, that's what it is. That's what it means. That's what they're trying to show. Okay, so in this, all the examples that we use here will be in reference to Panchami Vibhakti itself. Okay, and the names of all of these places will be also in the Panchami Vibhakti. Okay, see, Bangalore, Shungeri, Dharmastaram, Mangaluru, Anantasharayam, and all of these names would be in reference to the Panchami Vibhakti itself. Okay, so let us start with this exercise, and you know, we will continue until we reach back to Bangalore. Okay. The exercise says Shankarah Bengaluru taha prasthaya dakshina bharata pravasam krutavan saha kutaha kutra gatavan iti likhatu. Okay, there is one person by name Shankarah. He is traveling from, he is having a tour of South India, okay, from Bangalore. Okay, we have to write from where, saha kutaha, okay, kutaha, from where to where, okay, kutaha kutra gatavan, okay, from where to where did he go, iti likhatu. Okay, so the first one, Shankarah Bengaluru taha Shrungeri gatavan. Okay, Bengaluru taha Shrungeri gatavan. Okay, Shrungeri taha Dharmasthalam gatavan. Okay, Shrungeri taha Dharmasthalam gatavan. Okay, yeah. So next one would be if my understanding of this exercise would be, you know, I will put it like, you know, Dharmasthalataha saha Mangaluru gatavan. Dharmasthalataha saha Bengaluru gatavan. Okay, this is how I would continue it. Okay, if anybody, you know, wants to continue these, then they can continue. Okay, whoever wants to try, they can try. Okay, Shankaraha Bengaluru taha Shrungeri gatavan. Shrungeri taha Dharmasthalam gatavan. Okay, Dharmasthala taha Mengaluru gatavan. Mengaluru taha Anantashayanam gatavan. Bengaluru taha Anantashayanam gatavan. अनन्तशयनतः कन्याकुमारी गतवान् right? Now that is how, right? Then look at these, look at the, you know, the flow which he is traveling in. He is traveling from Bangalore to Sringeri, from Sringeri to Dharmasthalam, from Dharmasthalam to Mangalore, from Mangalore to Anantashayanam, from Anantashayanam to Kanyakumari, and so on and so forth. Okay, that's what it is, and he is supposed to make a note of from where is he traveling, and he returned Agatavan. He returned to Bangalore again. Right? So yeah, the remaining who wants to try? Okay, from Ananta Shayanam, who wants to try? Anybody who wants to try on this one?
Yeah, I can try. Can I try, Uday Mahoday?
Go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Anantashayanam taha Kanyakumari gatavan. Kanyakumari taha Rameshwaram gatavan. Rameshwaram taha पाण्डिचेरी गतवान् पाण्डिचेरीतः मद्रास गतवान् मद्रासतः तिरुपतिः गतवान् तिरुपतितः बेङ्गलूर् आगतवान्
Uday Mahoday, we cannot hear you. Can you please ask the other participant to mute herself? Thank you.
Okay.
Now you're clear.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Yeah, so what I was thinking is, I'll mention these exercises as well with the exact prayoga in my email that I'll be, I'll be sharing it across tomorrow, okay, so that, the prayoga remains correct, okay, the prayoga that we actually, use for Panchami Vibhakti remains correct, so, and that is the reason why I am not asking any other participant to go ahead and do this exercise again. Probably the slight confusion, that confusion will be resolved probably in my, once I refer to my my notes, right? All right. So we will go with the next one. This is again a very very quick exercise before we go on to the next part. Okay. So here we will be dealing with few words which we again use very frequently in our conversations. Okay. The one that you are seeing on the screen are Shigram, Mandam, Uchchaihi, Shanehi. Okay, Shigram. Okay, Shigram means very fast. Mandam means slow. Mandam means slow. Okay, Uchchaihi means top. Okay, Uchchaihi, on top of your voice. Uchchaihi vadatu. Okay, loudly. Okay, Shanehi. Meagerly or very very low, very low, right? Shanehi is very low. Okay, Shanehi is very low. Okay, we'll leave with the examples of these. Look at the udahanam here, and then we will go with the exercise the next one. Okay, udahanam, Ashvaha Shigram Gachati. Okay, the horse runs fast. Shigram Gachati, horse goes fast. Okay, Kurmaha Mandam Gachati. Kurmaha means a tortoise. Tortoise mandam gachati. Tortoise goes slowly. Kurmaha mandam gachati. Okay. Simha uchchaihi garchati. Okay. A lion roars loudly. Uchchaihi means loudly. Okay. Balika shanehi gayati. Shanehi here is very very low. The sound we can call it as a low. Not slow. We can call it as low. Okay, on top and low. Ucchaihi means high, no, Shanaihi means low, right? Okay, so based on these four words, we'll have the next exercise. Okay, yeah. So I'll just finish these, first two, three examples, then probably, one of us can, finish the exercise. Okay. Saha, bhojanam, saha, now we'll have to fill up these blanks with the words that we have used on the top. Okay. Saha, dash, bhojanam karoti. Okay. You can put anything. Saha, shigram, bhojanam karoti. Shigram means, he has his food very fast. Saha mandam bhojanam karoti. It depends on the person with whom you are referring to. Okay. Saha shigram bhojanam karoti. Saha mandam api bhojanam karoti. Dvayam api kartum shakyate. Astu va? Okay. Unmataha here means a mad person. Unmataha, a person who is out of his mind. Okay. Sometimes, we laugh loudly. Okay. When we say, you're laughing like a madman. Okay. Or a mad moon. Okay. Unmataha. Somebody who is unstable mind basically. Okay, unmataha ucchaihi hasati, he laughs loudly. Okay, mama mata karyam karoti, mama mata katam karyam karoti, mama mata shigram karyam karoti, mama mata mandam karyam karoti. Okay. Mama pita mandam karyam karoti, mama pita shigram karyam karoti. It depends, okay? So here the usage of fast and slow, high and low. These are the four terms. Shigram, mandam, ucchaihi, shanaihi. These are the four terms that we will be using it across, right? So anybody wants to try the remaining examples?
Mother, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So, is Sanai also used as slowly?
Yeah, we can use Mahodaya.
Okay.
We can use. It depends on the context. Like, you know, see.
Like Abhyasam, Ayurmukhyade, Nadimukhyade, Sanai, something like that, right? So, there, I think it's
feeble.
Okay, all right. So yeah, anybody want to try the next examples?
Aham pratnam karomi.
Aham pratnam.
Astu, bhagini bhavati dvayam karatu, mahodaya, bhavati dvayam karatu, bhavan dvayam karatu.
सम्यक् महोदय
अस्तु
प्रथमम् अहं करोमि वा
हा करोतु भगिनि करोतु
भवती भवती शनैः सम्भाषणं करोतु
ओके You want her to talk slowly? You want her to talk,
Softly.
You want her to talk softly, right?
न शृणोमि कृपया किञ्चित् उच्चैः वदतु
उत्तमम् यु अण्डर्स्टुड् द मीनिङ्ग् आफ़् राइट् ऐ मीन् ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु हियर् यु प्लीज़् बी अ लिटल् लौड् दट्स् वाट् नो बट् इट् जनरली हेपन्स् टु अस् बै सियर् आन् द फोन् राइट्
एम् ऐ ऑडिबल् ऐ एम् सारी
यस्
एम् ऐ नाट् ऑडिबल्
यस् यु आर् ऑडिबल् भगिनि
ओके न शृणोमि कृपया किञ्चित् उच्चैः वदतु ऐ केनाट् हियर् यु प्लीस् स्पीक् लौड्ली
उत्तमं यस् धन्यवादः भगिनि
वदामि महोदय
वदतु महोदय
शीघ्रं प्रस्थानं करोतु विलम्बः भवति
विलम्बः भवति शीघ्रं प्रस्थानं स्टार्ट् फास्ट्
इतोपि समयः अस्ति मन्दं भोजनं करोतु
उत्तमं हाव् योर् फूड् स्लोलि नेक्स्ट् वन् महोदय
एतत् लोकयानं सर्वदा मन्दं गच्छति
शीघ्रं गच्छति शीघ्रं गच्छति इट् केन् बि वि केन् गो फास्ट् इट् केन् गो स्लो रैट् रैट्
अत्र शिशु निद्रां करोति कृपया शनैः वदतु
शनैः वदतु स्पीक् साफ्ट्लि यस्
सः उच्चैः भाषणं करोति ध्वनिवर्धकं नियमना आवश्यकम्
यस् यस् वाट् डस् दिस् मीन्
दिस् मीन्स् दट् हि टाक्स् इन् ए top voice or higher voice, so there is no need for microphone.
Exactly, exactly. That's what this means. Uttama, uttama. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada, Maharaya.
Dhanyavada, dhanyavada. Right. So, yeah. So we should, what is the time? It is 11:28 now, okay. So yeah, what we will do is, you know, yeah, I understand the Panchami Vibhakti thing, little confusing one from my part, which will be cleared in my email. Apart from the Panchami Vibhakti, any questions that we have, you know, dealt today? Any questions on today's session? If you do not have any questions, then we will call it a day, because it is almost like, you know, we are almost done for the day. So, because we'll, if we have to start the next topic of Katham, it will again, you know, have a split in between. So instead, I don't want to start this today. We will start this in the next session. Okay. So any questions for me so far? Except the Panchami Vibhakti thing, I will address it in the email. Apart from that, any questions for me? If we do not have any questions, then we will, we will conclude with our Pathami Sanskritam Nityam Gita, and then we will call it a day. Astu, then you know, Katham we will start in the next session, and we will call it a day right now. It is 11:30, so yeah. Let me, if anybody who has questions and if you want to deal with, talk to me in person, they can actually wait here. No, else they can go. We are actually done for the session, and you know, we'll finish our today's session with the Gita.